Damage assessment and early talk of what lies ahead in the Notre Dame Cathedral disaster are underway in Paris. Here is Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy.
French President Macron said it's part of France's destiny to rebuild the 8 centuries-old cathedral, a project which he says will take years. International fundraising kicked off on Tuesday. The building's main stone structure escaped complete destruction, along with some of its religious relics and priceless artwork. Some of its bronze statues had already been removed last week as the cathedral underwent planned restoration work. The Vatican called the Notre Dame a symbol of Christianity and said it was praying for the firefighters. One was seriously injured in the blaze. So far, that's been the only reported victim of the tragedy.
AP correspondent Angela Charlton says there have been many offers of financial aid.
Particularly Catholic countries like Poland, the Vatican. Also Germany is offering help, but also from Muslim countries there's been an outpouring of support and help. There's been also a lot of offers from support within France. Notably, two of France's richest men are offering huge amounts of money.
European Union Chief Donald Tusk is calling on EU members to help France rebuild. He said some things are more important than treaties. Meanwhile, an official with the International Association of Firefighters, Doug Stern, talked today about what investigators have before them in the Notre Dame disaster.
They're going to have people on the scene who are going to pour through the ashes. They're going to look through all the video. They're going to talk to witnesses. They're going to talk to people that were there when it started and see if they can pinpoint exactly how this tragic blaze started.
To stay up to date on all the day's news every day, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. For President Trump, immigration is shaping up as perhaps the focal point of his 2020 re-election bid. The signs are everywhere. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
Top Trump administration officials are considering several ideas for dealing with the immigration issue as the president seeks to both make good on his 2016 campaign promises and energize his base. Among them, new travel restrictions on people from countries with high numbers of citizens who overstay short-term visas, targeting the remittance payments sent home by people living here illegally, and punishing immigrants here legally for using public benefits like food stamps. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to suggest that he'll send migrants to so-called sanctuary cities in an apparent effort to exact revenge on Democratic foes. Matt Small, Washington.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka is in Ethiopia discussing a U.S. program for women's empowerment in Africa.
Women remain the greatest under-tapped resources in the world. As governments, we must recognize that women often face legal barriers as well as cultural barriers to their free and full economic participation.
The latest waiting game here in Washington involves a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report, set for release 2 days from now. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Thursday will be the long-awaited revelation, a look at what Bob Mueller's team wrote about the nearly two-year probe. The Justice Department says it will release a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report. Since Mueller turned it in late last month, officials have been scrubbing it of grand jury and other sensitive information. Bart has sent Congress a 4-page letter with what he calls the report's principal conclusions. Democrats wonder how it took just 2 days to boil it down and say Barr may have filtered it to be favorable to the president. They're demanding to see the full report unsanitized. Sagar Magani, Washington.
International aid agencies and government forces are racing against time to help the hundreds of thousands of people affected by Cyclone Idai in southern Africa. The storm, which hit in mid-March, has killed nearly 1,000 people in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Many others are still missing. One of the worst affected areas is the port city of Beira, along the coast of Mozambique. More than 150,000 displaced persons from 3 neighboring areas around Beira are being sheltered in the city. The United Nations Special Representative for Children, Virginia Gamba, says the 5-year-old conflict in Yemen has taken a devastating toll on the country's children. Since monitoring began in April 2013 until the end of 2018, she says, more than 7,500 children were killed or maimed. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.